The sons of Sir Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay place traditional Tibetan scarves on statues of their fathers. It's part of a ceremony in Lukna in Nepal to mark 70 years since the pair climbed to the summit of Mount Everest. They changed history, and in the years that followed, many lives.
I'm in this position today because I studied in a school established with the support of Tenzing Norgay and Sir Edmund Hillary. I respect them a lot and would encourage people around the world to come and visit Mount Everest.
New Zealander Hillary and Nepali Norgay reached the world's highest peak in May 1953.
Two unassuming men had climbed the 29,000-foot monarch of the Himalayas.
Thousands of climbers have since followed them, but hundreds have also died during their attempts. And now, climate change is making the trek even more dangerous.
I've been in mountains for 50 years, and to see the massive loss of ice is just is mind-blowing. And what it means is that the glaciers are far more broken, far more challenging. Sometimes the most difficult part of a climb is actually just accessing the climb, and that's all down to our climate warming.
The Hindu Kush and Himalayan mountain regions are home to nearly 2 billion people, a quarter of the world's population. They depend on water that flows from the glaciers. Scientists predict that in the next 70 years, two-thirds of the ice will disappear.
This 70th anniversary is occasion for us both to look back on the historic achievement, but also to look forward, as Sir Edmund Hillary always did, to how to secure a sustainable future for the people of the Solar Kumbu.
Hillary and Norgay's success has helped create an industry that employs thousands of people in Nepal. But 70 years on, climate change is putting that at risk. Sarah Gill, Al Jazeera.